Okay.
Huh. Oh my god, I can't believe it.
All right.
Anyway.
Okay, we have to talk.
Now we're back.
Hi, okay.
We've just weirded Adam Erdman out.
No, you haven't.
I think Dan more than Adam.
No, just confused, because it is very, you know, not TV sitcom friendly, so just like...
Weirded out. I'm so weirded out right now.
Not, oh, now intrigued. Intrigued. It's just kind of like that, what could it be?
I was straight up amused. That's all there is to it.
Good.
So, here we are.
Let's do 20 minutes. 22 minutes, just to spice it up a little bit for fun.
You guys have percussive instruments on your mic stands.
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
So, here we are.
Yeah, now we can start. So, thank you both for joining us for episode 63, which...
63?
7.
67.
I knew there was a 6 in there somewhere.
threes.
Yeah, 67. Well, there was that one time where I kept saying it was one episode number and everyone else was saying it was the other one. That turns out I was right, even though I recanted at the end. So I know you're right this time that it's 67. So
peer
Julia,
pressure.
Jeff, thank you for joining us for episode 67.
Of course.
In the studio, and then making this another one of our high school reunion episodes as... We've had a couple of those so far.
Love it. I love coming here. It's fun. I see all my high school friends.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And it's a good way to reminisce, but then also kind of talk about new stuff, but still probably end up reminiscing more anyway.
Yeah.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's nostalgia.
It is.
Now that we're like 1,000 years out of high school.
Yeah. The three of us, it's
9 years.
Next year is spring. 10 year. And I...
Really?
I haven't been back since the year after I graduated.
Back to the school?
Right.
I visited at some point between freshman and sophomore year. Alexa had a Mort and Rosen, and that was a bad experience, so I haven't been back.
I was in the school, the hallways.
But it was not a welcoming experience.
Oh. Did you, go during school hours and were turned away or something?
No. Oh, actually, I was almost turned away.
I was.
And they called down to Mort, and Mort, recognizing my name, came down and got me.
Huh.
But he wasn't... I don't know. He also didn't like percussionists, so...
Oh, that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Rosen has a baby.
Hopefully he's not listening to this podcast and now knows that I know that. And
what are the odds? And it's like, oh, hey... There are a bunch of people that I recognize because they were all in one of my band classes
Well, Mortensen had a certain way.
Yes.
So
I like Mort.
Yeah.
Mort was awesome.
I like him too. He's great.
I snuck in through the art
I still talk to Danae. I'm friends with him on Facebook. If you guys do remember who Danae was.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Remind me.
Percussion teacher.
Yeah.
The winter line.
Okay.
I remember that guy.
Yeah.
But instead of reminiscing about high school, we can talk about streaming stuff, since that's usually what we try to talk about from time to time.
Topic.
So, Julia, I would say that you've been on further back than Jeff, since I think you saw that he was on, then called him out, essentially.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So, what have you been watching recently?
I love The Mindy Project on Hulu.
Oh, yes.
I love...
The Mindy Project?
The Mindy Project.
Mindy Kaling. You probably know her as Kelly Kapoor from The Office.
Oh, yeah.
Who went through like a million character changes over 6 seasons.
Right.
So she, wrote her book, Is Everyone Hanging Out Without Me? And Other Concerns, which I love. And now has her own show called The Mindy Project. And it is hysterical and my new absolute favorite show.
Is it already into its second season?
No, it's only on its fifth episode.
Okay.
So it'll come back this Tuesday.
I think I just remember when the pilot came out and then there was a bit of a gap or something.
Well, the election happened.
Yeah. Stuff
kind of ruined sweeps a little bit. A
little bit.
But yeah, Mindy Project I love.
Do you do the Hulu Plus?
I do Hulu Plus and I actually, in a bold move to save money, I got rid of my internet at home. So, because I wasn't using it, when you log into your computer and can't remember your password to get onto your computer, that means you don't use your laptop enough.
Oh.
So, I just stream stuff on my phone. So, I love the Hulu Plus app a lot. I really do.
Wow. So, you have a pretty good signal then.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Thanks, iPhone. Sprint, I guess. But
Sprint. Because I got AT&T. Producer Katie, what do you have?
She has Sprint and she hates it.
See, I love Sprint.
I have T-Mobile. I'll be getting an iPhone this winter.
Oh yeah, because they're finally gonna opt in.
Finally.
Verizon's been treating me well with my Droid Razor Max.
I do miss my Droid though. I actually don't like the iPhone at all. But yeah, so I use Hulu Plus on my phone. I use Mindy Project. I also I haven't caught up in a long time because I've been on a West Wing kick. If you can't tell from my Facebook posts.
Yeah, all of those posts.
But I use that to like keep up with like SNL and Parks and Rec and The Office and The Mindy Project and Glee sometimes when I think it's good.
So leaning heavily on the TV side of things rather than the movie.
Yes. Well, I do have the Netflix app for my phone. I can't. My service is not good enough for me to stream very well from that.
But the Hulu one does work well.
Yes.
That is interesting. Mm-hmm. I've never really sat down and gauged them before.
Yeah, I really like it.
Cool.
Watch it on the bus on the way to work. Watch an episode and a 20-minute drive-in.
Wow. That's actually really impressive.
I know. Nice. That's really cool. I really like it. So, and I also joined Spotify recently, so I'm like a year late, but
But the free radio app is nice, or did you already jump into the free month of premium and then opt out right after?
No, I purchased.
Nice.
Because it works for me because I teach dance.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice because I can get all this music.
And here's the song that I need.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't have to buy it. I can just try it out and I can stream it from, you know, the studio or whatever. So I had to pay for it, which is fine. But I'm willing to do that. It's better than like trying to find music and burn CDs. And who burns CDs anymore?
Yeah, my computer doesn't even have a CD drive.
Because it doesn't even matter. So yeah, so I really like it. I love Spotify now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you used the radio app? The radio
I have. Side yep. of things? I use it. I actually was babysitting this past weekend and the little girl who's 18 months was having a terrible, terrible meltdown. And so my babysitting technique is to turn on music and have them listen to it or like YouTube clips or whatever so they can watch things. And so I just did a Disney radio.
Okay, yeah.
And that worked pretty well.
Because I've gotten sick of the Pandora Disney thing.
It's like the same 40 songs.
And we actually had that discussion last time because it's always like
Tarzan. Don't make me listen to it.
Except for the Pots and Pants, more of like the percussion thing.
The NSYNC song?
Yeah, the one, but with Rosie O'Donnell. Like the actual in movie one.
See, I didn't like the movie Tarzan either, so.
Except that
it is the same 40 songs over and over.
It had Brian Blessed.
That's the one. That always comes out whenever. Because, I mean, I never remember him by face, but I always know that he was the big scary guy with the gun who got what was coming to him.
Yeah, that's a reason that I would watch Tarzan again. For Brian Blessed!
But yeah, other than that, that movie really wasn't much.
There's a whole like time span of Disney films that I just never saw or didn't care for.
Well, the animation in Tarzan was really impressive. Pretty revolutionary as far as I've been told.
I heard from others.
Yeah.
I heard somewhere that it was pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
No. So. Cool. Jeff, how about you? What have you been watching and or listening to?
I don't really use Hulu all that much. I used to do that all the time. And then now I'm on Netflix. I don't watch current shows. I watch old shows. Catching up on Doctor Who like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Finally caught up on that, so now I'm doing the Torchwood.
Okay.
And, well, it's a lot different.
Yes. I still haven't successfully gotten into Torchwood because it's far enough of a jump from that kind of concept.
Yeah. I think I'm looking forward to more of the link-ups with
Doctor Who. Yes, yes. Or just Captain Jack.
That, yes.
Yeah. Basically.
I got to see him in real life and hear him talk. He's awesome and hilarious. Please continue.
Thank you for that, Adam.
So yeah, that's what I'm watching right now on Netflix. And I've got like Breaking Bad lined up to watch, Star Trek, TNG, all those shows that I've never been able to watch.
Oh, there was something that I found that both of you will enjoy, that they just released like a 15-minute blooper reel from Next Generation.
Oh.
And it was actually incredibly, like, it was really funny, really impressive. And Julia, I don't know if it'll reach. I have tried.
I'm close. This is good.
Okay, you just have to have the fantastic posture. Yeah. We can get you a book.
YouTube then?
Yeah, it was posted on YouTube. And while you two maybe recount your favorite Star Trek stuff, I can look it up.
Oh, boy.
Okay, wait. I watched Star Trek, too, not just those
guys. Well, you didn't chime in with ooh or ah or yay or...
Well, I don't watch Doctor Who.
But we're talking about
Why
Star Trek.
Don't
I know,
you?
But I do because I don't because it's on my list of like 1,000 shows I need to catch up on.
Yeah, it was
Star Trek.
It was on my list for producer Katie has supported Julia's back so that she may sit more comfortably.
Doctor Who was on my list, but I was such a big fan of like Battlestar Galactica that I just wanted to keep watching those episodes over and over again.
Right.
So I would watch, and I was going through season 3 of Doctor Who, which a lot of people told me is really not the best season. So it was taking me a while to get through it. And then season 4 happened, and it was awesome. But for some reason, as soon as Matt Smith became the Doctor, I was just hooked.
See,
immensely hooked. Like, I could not stop watching.
And I started with Matt Smith, too, and everyone's like, oh, you should have started with Tennant. You should have started with
Eccleston. I love Tennant.
And yeah, I've gone back, and now I enjoy it, but it was Matt Smith that really got me into the show in the first place.
Hmm.
Yeah, I love Tennant as the Doctor, but for some reason, I don't know what it is about Matt Smith. I don't know if it's the bow tie or what.
Could be the bow tie. Could be the bow tie.
I would like to note that Dan is wearing a bow tie.
That has bow ties on it.
For the longest time.
Fashion statement.
For the longest time, Doctor Who was on my to-watch list. It was in my queue.
Okay.
It was a mistake to wait so long. I would say bump it to the top of your list. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Okay, how do I watch it? Netflix?
Netflix.
See, that's the problem is that I don't have internet. So I have to watch it myself. Wow. I know.
Well, you don't have like a neighbor that you can just tap into?
My neighbor just moved.
So that means you'll have a new one soon, and they won't encrypt their router right away until you steal all of their bandwidth.
I will move Doctor Who up as quickly as I possibly can.
You should.
Though there are,
I have to take a hiatus from shows because I have literally lost a lot of sleep because of West Wing.
So. There are a bunch of like specials of Doctor Who. Actually, or is it Amazon Prime that has...
Amazon Prime luckily links them all together, I think, so that you don't miss them. Where Netflix is, you have to search and know in what order to watch them.
Yeah, in the new Doctor Who series...
They connect them together.
There are specials that Netflix just completely ignores, which you kind of have to dig for.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think it... I know that there are old specials on Hulu, but they're like the bad Doctors.
Gotcha.
No.
Okay.
Actually, Netflix is starting to pick up some of the older Doctor Who episodes.
Yes.
And Katie and I actually watched one of them, and I think we wanted to watch a Tom Baker episode because
he's notable.
Everyone who grew up watching Doctor Who says that Tom Baker is the best Doctor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to see what all the fuss is about. And I saw what all the fuss is about. I don't know about Katie. He's awesome. He's funny. And yeah, his face is hilarious. The expressions that he makes. And the way that
exactly
he...
Exactly what you want to hear.
The way that he's a total jerk to his companions. But in a charming way.
Of course.
In kind of a... I'm a... all-powerful alien from a distant world and you're a silly, stupid human kind
of way.
I've
run into that frequently in my life.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. But it's... Yeah.
So with all of that belaboring of things, I finally found it. They've actually released the Season 2 Blu-ray of Star Trek The Next Generation, and it has like a 10 to 15 minute blooper reel on it that's really funny. And
does the Season 1 one have one too?
I don't know, because I didn't see the news when that one came out, but like this came up on my little news feed. Things like, hey, check out this Star Trek blooper reel. And I watched it, and even like being familiar with the characters but not having followed the show incredibly in depth is like, I can still appreciate this from afar.
I love it when TV shows and movies give out blooper reels and gag reels.
That's the one reason why I still buy DVDs.
That is the only reason I buy DVDs.
Is just to make sure that I get the blooper reel. Like,
Well, the Blu-rays have got them.
Oh,
Avengers has got a gag reel.
No, I mean like
yes,
physical copies. The only reason why I buy physical copies of things anymore is to get the blooper reel because, you know, iTunes doesn't sell it. They don't post them anywhere unless they're bootleg.
Not on Netflix. Mm-hmm.
I wish they were, because that would make... I would pay an extra dollar per month.
That would
month.
Make my Netflix experience so much better.
Yeah. That and a better connection.
I just think gag reels make the movie that much more real, because you know the characters, you're getting into them, depending on the movie. And then it's just fun to see kind of behind the scenes. Like, with Lord of the Rings, I used to listen to the extended versions commentaries.
God. Oh, yeah.
And you would hear the stories they talk about of playing pranks on each other and whatnot. It's like, oh, and sweet if they like showed that stuff in a gag reel. They don't.
Yeah. Though I did read a story.
I had a gag reel for Lord of the Rings.
But unless it's on like a new Blu-ray extended full book version.
The thing with the 30 extra minutes.
I've actually bought that for Emily.
With the extra 30 minutes?
Just the extended. Blu-ray extended crazy. Yeah.
I like the extended versions.
Yeah. I still haven't watched those because I don't have that kind of attention span.
Once you've seen the extended editions, you can't go back to the movie cuts, because the movie cuts all of a sudden become diet Lord of the Rings or caffeine free Lord of the Rings or.
Though I did. I was talking
Lord of the Rings Zero.
I was talking to Wheels recently. He was asking me about The Hobbit because he cannot grasp sci-fi fantasy very well. Mm. Like it doesn't click with him. So he's like, he had read The Hobbit as an eighth grader.
Yeah.
Way back when, and he still relatively knew the story, but he didn't know if it was worth his time to go see it. And so I talked him through what I had seen, and I told him if he just wants a grasp of it, just to watch Fellowship. And then he's like, should I watch the extended? I was like, if you can't grasp sci-fi fantasy, just do the light one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The extended editions definitely enrich the films. They don't make it just feel long. I feel like it makes it more of an experience and less of a film.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Then they also add things in that they like took out from the other books and put them into the different parts to make people happy. Anyway.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to do extended versions of The Hobbit?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, for sure. Are you kidding? They're totally going to capitalize
Though,
on that.
At the same time, there were so many shots. I know you haven't seen it yet, and I'm not going to spoil anything.
I've read the book.
But there are so many moments where it's just like a slow zoom capture expression, other person's slow zoom capture impression, back and forth and back, and like nothing happens for 3 minutes.
Mm.
So fantastic. I feel like it's already
the extended. I don't remember that.
It was right toward the end, right when they were running out of the cave, and it was...
Yes,
It's just like, okay, yeah, I know that he's there. I know that he's there. We've covered that. Let's...
Are all 14 people accounted for?
Yeah. Attendance has been kept.
What's like that?
Peter Jackson kind of loves the long reaction shots.
Yeah.
And so sometimes they get... like overtly excessive.
He does have a certain style, but I love that certain style. Mm-hmm. The way that he chooses to capture scenes is really effective, I think, and especially so when you're in Middle Earth, you know, because some of the ways that he sets the scene and the wide shots that he gets are just gorgeous.
Yeah, I love the wide shots. That's my favorite. Of
it's
his stuff, his repertoire.
It's also just like a tourism video for New Zealand when you're watching The Hobbit. It's like,
I do want to go to New Zealand because of the
forests,
Lord of the Rings.
Beautiful forests and verdant fields and mountains and.
Didn't they like make some commemorative currency in New Zealand that was related to it or something?
I think so. Yeah.
Cool.
I had heard things. It was right along the same time when Canada threatened to get rid of their penny, if they haven't already. Mm. Zinc shortage.
I remember reading somewhere that some people felt that if they were going to do The Hobbit, they should have done that first before doing Lord of the Rings. I don't know what the whole point of it was.
Whatever.
But I know. It is kind of a whatever, but it's like, eh. Technically, he wrote the book after Lord of the Rings, too, so.
I think if they had done The Hobbit first, I wouldn't have... I would not, as a non-reader, because I've never read the books, I don't think I would have liked it as much as I liked Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Well, I think doing Lord of the Rings first, because that's like the big epic that Tolkien wrote, kind of helped establish it in the public eye.
Yes.
So that
oh, yeah.
when the time came to release The Hobbit, everyone's like, oh my God, it's more Lord of the Rings
yeah.
stuff. Yeah. So
I think that makes sense. I can't believe you haven't seen it yet, Jeff. I thought for sure you would have.
I feel like it is harder to get to the theater these days unless you're really driven or you have a group that's going.
The group thing. Then there's just certain movies. It's like, I really want to go see that. And then some movies, it's like, I can wait.
Yeah, it's at this point, things come up on streaming services so fast that it's like, you know what? It'll probably come around by the time I'm ready to watch it.
But Jeff is like the sole reason I watched any of the Lord of the Rings.
I was really into Lord of the Rings back in high school.
Yes, you were.
But
yes, you were.
A consensus.
So,
good.
So do I. I remember sitting in the theater at the dock in Excelsior watching the second one. And I remember coming to your house and sitting in the basement and eating pasta, watching the extended version of Fellowship with commentary.
And then I remember that concert thing.
Awesome friend.
So at the concert thing where I arranged music from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I had to leave early and I missed it.
Yeah. Don't worry. Other people missed it too. They had a Frisbee golf tournament.
Uh-huh. I didn't miss it. Because I was in it.
Is that the one where Lindsay Schreiber sang Castle on a Cloud?
I don't remember.
Or was supposed to?
I don't know. Mm. I know, oh God, what's her name?
Krista?
Yes, she sang.
Krista sang. Maybe.
She did. She sang Into the West.
Yeah.
Because that was part of that whole thing. Pat Bowe played trumpet.
Pat Bowe.
Yeah, it was really weird that he did that.
That's
he and I were best friends before his family moved away and then they moved back.
And then he became a dick.
Yeah, and then he played trumpet in my concert.
I remember.
And then there was Elena.
Elena.
Playing flute.
Elena.
Roz Radowski?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's a name I haven't heard in quite a while. I will say that this is going back to The Hobbit, but because Lord of the Rings was like high, I mean, that was such like a pivotal part of my high school career. It was like my whole like junior year, right?
Sophomore, junior, and senior year.
Going to watch The Hobbit and seeing like going to the Shire and like hearing the music again, it was like, oh my God. It was like a total time warp. It was so crazy.
It was amazing.
I think that's also why I haven't gone seen it because I listened to the soundtrack and I was not a fan. I did not like the new stuff.
Oh,
I'm just so into the Lord of the Rings theme.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Just
go see the movie,
and I'll like the music. I know
you'll love the music. Yeah. You will, especially the dwarf's ballad. Like I wanted to go back and see it a second time, and I did go back and see it a second time.
Yeah, and I was there
mostly because
soundtrack.
I mean, a big part of it was that I wanted to hear the dwarves do their awesome
available
song
on
again.
iTunes.
Probably.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
The soundtrack is, and I think the Dwarf's Ballad is part of the soundtrack, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't seen it, because I've seen, like, Skyfall twice already, and I want to go back and see it a third time already, but...
That one was good.
I forget you're a Bond fan.
I liked it.
Love that movie. Anyway, yeah.
But you know what? This would probably actually be a good time for us to take a break, refill Bloody Mary... Actually, we haven't really destroyed those, so maybe destroy some Bloody Marys, and then make some more.
I have to say quickly, though, that there's a singular moment that I remember in my movie watching life that has not been exceeded, and that was during Return of the King when the riders from Rohan make their charge.
Oh, that was such a great, well done scene.
That was just incredible. So yeah. I remember seeing that for the first time in the movie theater and actually doing one of these. Like,
who did you go with to see
I raised both my arms in the air and I was like, yeah!
That was such a well done scene. You just knew they were going to their doom and the music just...
Yeah, yeah. And they they didn't go to their doom.
No, well, not all of them.
Yeah, not all of them.
Spoiler alert for anyone that hasn't seen it yet.
A movie that came out 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it was, oh man, such a powerful scene. That would have been, I think I actually saw that one the first time with Alyssa.
She just friended me on Facebook.
Oh, for cute.
Well, I declined her a couple times.
Oh, you know what? I think that's a perfect note for us in this commercial break.
Yes, indeed.
No thanks, and we'll be right back.
Hey Hey guys, this is Dan Whalen. Thank you for making it to the halfway point of episode 67 of the Buffering Podcast, featuring Jeff Priestmeier and Julia Schmidt. Just to let you know, we taped this on January 2nd, 2013. This was our Bloody Mary Night hangover recovery episode. We had a great time. Thank you for making it this far. Coming up next, Movie Bluff. Really great round. Check it out. But before we get to that, a couple things we need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online at bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find articles that Adam and I are writing. For instance, this last week, Adam posted an article about From the Basement, which you can find on crackle.com. And I posted my review of Redbox Instant, so check both of those out. You can also find photos of all of our guests, bonus tracks, and a complete episode archive. So check all of that out, bufferingpodcast.com. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, or by searching for any of our guests' names. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/bufferingpodcast. On Twitter, we're at BufferPodcast. For each of these, you find updates about the site, about the show, news articles that we're reading that we want you to know about, fun stuff like that. Check it out, follow us, like us, do what you gotta do. Finally, you can now hear the Buffering Podcast while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you with no syncing needed, and no memory or storage wasted. Available on your iPhone, iPad, Android phones, and beyond. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. So now that we have all of that out of the way, enjoy the Movie Bluff round from episode 67 with Jeff Priestmeier and Julia Schmidt.
All right, folks, we are back for the second half of our show.
For Movie Bluff.
For Movie Bluff.
And you know, you're better at starting these than me, so I'm going to put it to you to kick this thing off.
Okay.
Kick it old school.
That sounds good. That sounds like an excellent plan. And since we sort of touched on this topic a little bit, let's start with...
Yeah.
Star Trek The Next Generation cast. Plenty of places to go with this one.
Yeah, like Patrick Stewart movie.
Thank you.
It was really going to be that or LeVar Burton, and then it'd be Reading Rainbow, and then we'd be done.
Hey, he was on How I Met Your Mother.
Movie, okay.
That one I didn't. I've only seen
bits of that. He was in it for a
split
second.
Has
LeVar... Oh, wait, no, he was also on... Okay, never mind. There are lots of options for him. I just need a refresher.
Yeah.
But Patrick Stewart, still.
I locked it in. We'll go with X-Men cast.
There you go.
I'm trying to remember what... Okay. Did I see X-Men?
There's so many options here.
There were several people in that movie.
I know. But I'm trying to remember if I saw the right one.
Well, that'd be the first one in the trilogy thingy.
Well, yeah, but I don't care about X-Men.
I'm kidding.
Okay, wait.
Wait for it.
Anna Paquin? Movie?
Well. I'm going to call your bluff and say that you can't name another movie that Anna Paquin has been in. Because I'm pretty sure she was in X-Men.
Fly Away Home.
Oh. Yep, that's true. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, among like crap. The multitude of
or,
other
you know,
things.
The one she got an Oscar for.
But still, what? So Adam's out.
Yeah, I'm out. God.
So, man, I got Adam out of it. Crazy.
So technically, by leading off with Fly Away Home, you can say movie or cast.
Cast.
I haven't seen it, so I will... challenge you as well, just to help Jeff out, probably.
So that means I have to name somebody in the cast?
Yeah.
Jeff Daniels.
Okay, so now it's Jeff Daniels something to Jeff.
Movie.
Jeff Daniels movie?
You're welcome.
Yeah, so now it's just the couch.
Pleasantville cast.
This doesn't happen very often, Dan.
Well, I never saw it, and then I don't know why you called her bluff on that.
Because I've I couldn't think of any.
I don't even know who she is.
That she's been.
Who was she?
I'm surprised you didn't say Almost Famous.
Oh, she's.
Oh, I forgot she's in Almost Famous.
But what was
oh,
she in X Men?
Like,
and that's what why I was counting on.
Sorry, okay, I forget that she's in such a tiny role in that one.
Yeah,
I haven't watched it. I should watch that. I haven't watched it in a long time. Okay, so you said Pleasantville cast.
Yep.
So I have a multitude of people to pick from, and yep. I will go with the easiest and Reese Witherspoon cast.
Tobey Maguire movie.
Spider Man. Cast.
James Franco. Movie.
Pineapple Express cast.
I haven't seen this movie.
Oh dear.
Oh my.
Am I gonna win? No.
Am I gonna win?
I mean, you probably are because I'm gonna take a huge stab. There's two people I think are in this.
You're probably right. Is the thing.
This is a total guess, but isn't Seth Rogen in this movie?
I don't know. Are you asking?
Yeah,
me?
I'm saying
me.
Seth Rogen.
You have to lock it
and
in.
And then lock it in with okay. Movie.
Movie. Movie. Okay.
50-50 cast.
Right? Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
But
yes!
But now it's already 50-50.
Yeah, 50-50. Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie.
Oh, so many to choose from.
Yeah. He's a cool 50/50 guy.
50-50 is a great movie.
I love him with all of my heart.
He's great.
He's a cool guy. I like him.
Oh, 10 Things I Hate About You cast.
Heath Ledger movie.
Batman cast.
Are we going to count that one?
It's up to you.
Because he wasn't in Batman.
Oh, God. Dark Knight. Jesus.
You guys make the rules here.
Well, it's obvious that you know what it is because just named it. So
It's fine. You said cast?
Well. Yes.
Gary Oldman. Movie.
Harry Potter. And the Prisoner of Azkaban. Cast.
Specificity does help.
Wow.
Emma Watson movie.
Wow, they are having a rager downstairs.
Well.
My Life with Marilyn cast.
I'm going to call that and you don't know anyone else from the cast.
Eddie Redmayne.
I didn't know she was in that.
I didn't know she was in that.
You're good. Dang.
Did I win?
Yeah, you got the first point.
Woo!
That was good.
That was actually a really good round.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I'm glad that both of you understand that speed element of going like, name, lock it in. All name, right. Lock it. It was nice.
Jeff and I were meant for this game.
Good flow. That was nice.
So since you won, what happens is now Adam being the first person out starts and it goes your way.
Yes, sir.
Right. So, just because I'm curious to see. Well, no, that's kind of treading over the same ground. Let's blow this thing wide open and see what happens and go with Tom Cruise movie.
Jerry Maguire cast.
To Jeff,
yeah, sorry. You've got to be kidding me right now.
You've
got to be kidding me.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure I still haven't seen
Jeffrey
that all the way through.
William.
I can picture.
I know the big line from it. Or the two big lines from it.
Oh.
That's about it. And the kid.
Show me the money.
That was one of them.
You had me at hello.
Or whatever it was.
And You Complete Me.
That's it.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody.
Oh.
Wow, really?
So your options are either to call her bluff or bow out.
Well, I'll just call her bluff because...
It perpetuates things?
Yeah.
So then what does that mean I have to do?
You have to name somebody.
Oh, Cuba Gooding Jr.
And then...
Movie.
Okay. Snow Dogs.
Yikes.
Movie.
Oh, boy.
Shiest.
Radio movie.
What Dreams May Come cast.
Ooh, Robin Williams.
Nice.
That was a depressing movie.
I know. I think Peter, I think
it
Peter
was great, but it's just
I can't
like,
remember who made me watch that. Was that you, Jeff?
Nope, because first time I ever saw it was in college.
Oh, maybe it was Peter.
Probably.
Probably Peter.
I was fascinated by that movie.
I was, but it was just like the,
I didn't understand why the tree was crying.
And the that's all I you know remember. Drug and abuse,
yeah,
problems. So Robin Williams, movie.
Jumanji.
Oh.
Movie.
Yes. Aladdin movie.
That's
easy. Jeez. What? So now it's getting easier.
Well, yeah, it goes in waves.
We got on a Robin Williams kick. That's all it is.
I will say. Oh, is that him? I don't know. So I will instead say Jack. And oh,
that was a sad movie.
That was a sad movie.
Just say movie. So we can keep naming Robin Williams movies.
Can I just say that Jack was my second date ever in fourth grade?
Adorable. I will say Cast.
Oh, that's got to be Cruel and Unusual Punishment.
Oh.
That movie's like 20 years old.
Come on.
Somebody else. Yeah, there are other people in that
there
movie.
Other people.
Jack.
Oh.
I'm going to attempt to call your bluff on this one.
Danny Glover.
All right.
Was his doctor friend.
I'm out!
Wait.
Oh, I'm thinking of the teacher.
Yeah.
I'm really just here to look good, and I'm not even really succeeding at that.
So it'll be Danny Glover movie
Angels
to you.
In the Outfield cast.
Nice.
It's the only one I know.
Christopher Lloyd movie.
What one do I want to pick? Anastasia cast.
I think he was in this, so I'm going to go for it and say Oliver Platt movie.
I found my sword.
Yay! I'm going to challenge that.
Okay, I was guessing. I thought he was in it. I just like saying his name.
I watch him on The West Wing.
I lost my sword.
Again? Adam. Two hands.
Let's find Oliver Platt. La, 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 la. Do you remember relatively when that came out as we...
I would say 1998.
1998. Let's scan 1999.
98.
Savage, Bulworth. Oh, he was not as far as 1998. And I just wanted to scroll back a few more. Just check. Yeah, I think you're right. I just kind of guessed because I thought he'd be somebody who would voice in that area. I thought.
I think you're thinking of somebody else.
Probably.
I think you're thinking of, can I say it?
Go ahead.
Did I win again?
Yeah, you did.
Whoa, oh my gosh. I think you're thinking of Kelsey Grammer.
No, I was actually taking a real stab in the dark.
A wild flailing stab.
I was honestly taking a stab in the dark.
That's an excellent sound. Wait, so what were you going to say
crunch.
Before about Robin Williams? And you were like, I think he's in it, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I was trying to think of Man of the Year, and I didn't think of it until after I'd said my other thing.
I don't think I've even seen that.
That one was interesting because he played like a Jon Stewart character.
Oh. What's the one where Haley Joel Osment is a robot?
AI.
Thank you.
That came up on the previous episode.
Really? Yes.
And how it was incredibly long and
so
should have
long.
Ended
yeah.
an hour
and
before.
And it came
it
out
ended?
During the yeah. same time or around the same time as the Robin Williams robot movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bicentennial Man.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't I see AI with you?
Yes. We all saw it together and we all hated it.
I just wanted Microphone. To find the blue fairy and then go home.
We all saw it together and we all hated it.
There you go.
I still have all my movie stubs.
For some reason, your celery crunch made me think of this. Snap into a Slim Jim.
Eat me.
Okay, so now what?
So, Jeff, you were the first person out,
yeah.
So you start with a actor, actress, movie, TV show, and it goes to Julia.
Ooh.
Man, 2013 loves me so far at this podcast.
Let's see.
Knock
here.
On wood.
That's just IKEA furniture.
Whatever, it's close enough.
Fiberboard.
Let's see here. We're going to go with Ian Holm movie.
Nice.
You got me with Jerry Maguire. I have to get you with Ian Holm.
Well, we try to do a softball.
I don't care. It's Julia.
But it is somebody that is well known.
Yes, he is very well known. Very well known.
Oh, and turns out I was actually wrong about Jack.
What?
I was wrong.
Were you thinking of Bill Cosby?
I was.
Wow.
But nobody's, like, you kind of, like, started to question it.
Well, you said the doctor, and I was thinking, because Bill Cosby was the teacher. Was he the doctor, too?
He was both, kind of.
Oh, he's right, like...
I could have won!
He's, like, very fuzzy in my brain.
I was just so confident because they look so...
You're going to challenge me?
I guess so.
Hmm.
So name something that he was in.
Let's see here, The Fifth Element.
Who the freak is Ian Holm?
He was Bilbo Baggins.
Am I out?
He was Bilbo Baggins.
Okay, so I'm going to look this dude up.
Bilbo Baggins in Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
All right, so it's The Fifth Element. Cast or movie to me?
Let's go cast.
Okay.
I love this movie.
It's a great, great movie.
We watched the Joseph cast party.
Bruce Willis movie.
Sin City cast.
Ooh.
Just open it up there.
Clive Owen movie.
Ooh.
Shoot 'em up. let's see. And I'll say movie.
Children of Men, movie.
You just took my...
I said movie. Oh,
yes.
Though I guess I could have just easily said cast.
Yeah, and that would have screwed me over another way.
Oh, really?
It's been a long time since I've seen Children of Men.
Well, then...
It's also been a long time since I've seen a Clive Owen film. And there's one that I'm thinking of.
I just remember having this DVD of all these like BMW shorts that he was in. And there's one with Madonna.
Yes.
No.
No, it's funny because he treated her like shit.
Good. Good job, Clive Owen. We know somebody who's friends with him.
I love Clive Owen, and I cannot think of any of his movies right now.
That's not why I'm yesing. I'm not yesing to Clive Owen and Madonna. I'm yesing because I have one.
I can picture them. I just don't know the names because I never saw them.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
What are you trying to think of?
Clive Owen.
Clive Owen movie. Don't help him.
Obviously not. He got me out on the first turn. He said Ian Holm, and all I could see in my head was James Isaacs. It's not the same at all.
That's
I'm gonna call your bluff.
Okay, you'll have to give me a minute. Because I was trying to think of stuff too, but I keep going back to Sin City. As very definable, and then Children of Men.
Yes.
And then just generic, handsome, accented guy.
Can somebody remind me quick what Children of Men was about? Because I know I saw it and I can't
remember. What do you think? Well,
basically,
yeah.
Future, can't make babies anymore, crazy uproar.
In England.
A baby is... finally born after 20 some years.
It's one of those like out there type films, I would say.
It's one of the things it's well known for is a really awesome super long take shot
from the at the beginning. That was really good.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to see that
movie. God. You know what? I can't. I'm stuck on those BMW shorts, and it's not helping me at all.
See, this is what happens when you get me on the first round. The rest of the game kind of slacks.
Shoot him up.
Also, what the heck is Shoot 'em Up?
It's a hilarious movie that's basically about gunfights.
I couldn't watch it because nothing happened.
Yeah.
It had a very minimal plot, and it was just funny and gun fights.
Oh God, I can picture it, but I can't think of the name now.
It was literally just shoot 'em up.
So I am just going to. I guess I'm out. And so does it bounce back to what, Children of Men, or does he have to name another? No, that'd be the same thing.
Well.
Yeah, if you want to make a ruling on this, since it's a Clive Owen thing that technically kind of got both of us out.
I have a stake in this, so I can't really say. Producer Katie? I have no clue. So basically, what are our options here, though?
It's basically either Jeff has to name a Clive Owen movie, which he just recanted and said that he really can't, so I can't. So then, would it just go back to the last feasible thing, which was Sin City?
I suppose.
But then anyone who got out
on I would be.
Nobody got out on Sin City.
Okay. Then.
And I'm still out.
Yeah.
I'm still in.
Yeah. So why don't we just do Sin City cast and we'll start back from there? Because I feel like that's where we went wrong.
But I have a Clive Owen movie.
What was the Clive Owen movie where he has the white mask?
I have no idea.
What was the one you were thinking of? Because obviously you're not going to go back to Clive Owen. At least not this round.
Can I say what I would say?
Born Identity.
Oh, that's right.
He's in Born Identity.
Oh, right.
Really?
Little moment.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of the...
Wait, is Born Identity the first one? I can't remember.
He's one of the assassins. He's the one that was trying to snipe.
He's one of the Treadstone assassins. Yeah.
Man, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Very small part.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So who is it on Adam then, Sin City Cast, since I did name someone?
You were thinking of Inside Man?
Yes.
Anyway.
It would be to you, though, right?
Sin City cast to me?
Well, let's just start there and
because
fix
since
it.
I had named a cast member from Sin City, it would have gone to you.
All right. Jessica Alba movie.
Like five options.
Why can't I picture her?
And of course, all of those
BMW things, which I could have named, are on his IMDb page. I didn't think they were. Son of a bitch.
Oh. What do you got?
I got nothing.
Pressure's on.
Oh, please let me back in the game.
It's just you and me, Jeff. Jessica Alba.
I know the name. I just don't know any other movies.
Because she wasn't in that many.
I can name...
She has a couple notables.
I can name a couple.
I named one. And I didn't even see it.
I can name...
As soon as you guys name them, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, blah. So I'm going to bow out on this one.
Woo!
Nice job, Adam. We didn't bring it back.
I'll legitimize my point by saying Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four.
I never saw that.
Into the Blue.
Never saw that.
Machete.
Oh, she wasn't. Okay, I love that movie.
Honey.
That's
the only one I know.
And now I can't... Good luck, Chuck.
Was she in Maid of Honor?
That.
I don't know. Didn't see
yeah,
that.
I only saw Machete.
Not sure. Yeah, but yeah, I got a point for the first time in a long time.
Nice job. I'm impressed.
So I think we have time for one more quick.
I think so.
For fun. So Julia, you were the first person out, so you start, and it goes to Jeff.
Okay.
I want to get friendlier with your microphone.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, friendlier. Hi.
There you go.
Hello.
Richard Schiff movie.
The fuck is Richard Schiff?
I feel like it has to be something that at least... Do you know who that is?
No.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's got to be something.
I'm pretty sure Ian Holm was recognizable.
Yeah.
No.
A majority.
I have.
Yeah, in this room.
Yeah.
Surrounded by nerdy guys.
He's in
Jurassic Park 2, just so you all know. He's also on West Wing. Okay. Let's go with... I'll just make it easy. Kate Winslet movie.
Oh, wasn't she... Okay.
Wasn't she... Do you know who she is?
I know who she is. Oh, I see these movies, I don't pay attention to who's in them, but I'm pretty sure because I'm going to take a stab in the dark in this one. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind cast.
Jim Carrey movie. As you digest some celery.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas movie.
Say, I don't know anybody else
Cindy
in that
Lou
film.
Who?
Well, Liar Liar. Cast.
Ooh. I actually have one for this.
It's kind of tough because it's a little bit obscure and a throwback.
Yeah, it's a throwback, so it's like you kind of have to go through as much of it as you can, but there are only like so many iconic scenes that you can recall at once.
I know what other movies the one female was in, I just don't know her name. Oh, God, what's his name?
Oh, my God.
Ah.
Wow.
God, I know all the other movies this guy is in. I don't know his name. I'm going to call your bluff on this one.
Okay. Cary Elwes movie.
Oh, wow.
Oh, didn't I was not thinking of that one.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, my gosh. It was him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's super lame. A far cry from
Jim Carrey.
His other roles.
Well, except for Pudgy Carrey that kind of came back to TV recently.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot. Oh, I'm not very close to my microphone.
All right, what do you got?
We'll go with top. I was thinking of the spoof. Never mind. Yeah, I'll say Hot Shots movie.
Okay.
I almost said Top Gun.
The Princess Bride cast.
Thank you so much. Robin Wright Penn movie. Yeah.
Forrest Gump cast.
My favorite movie.
Tom Hanks movie.
Oh, who is that again? I can't remember. Castaway. Cast.
I know I can't say Wilson.
Oh. Yeah.
Or FedEx.
There's not very many
and
other
I have
people
yet to see that movie.
Pick from. What?
Yeah, I've only seen.
I was told I would not like it.
I've only seen up to the plane crash.
I've only seen snippets.
Who are you people?
You said Room and Guy Nerds.
Yeah, but well, you're supposed to be like my movie people. Like, that's who you are
it
in my life.
It does have Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
I've seen lots of other movies, Julia.
Well, yeah, but. But Castaway is like an iconic film.
So for fun,
it's a movie about one guy.
Exactly.
And a volleyball.
90% of the film.
So I'm going to go out on a limb and try to guess who his wife was.
Okay.
And just assume based on the fact that it's Tom Hanks and say Meg Ryan movie. Because why wouldn't it be?
I'm going to call your bluff.
I have no idea.
So yeah. Does that mean I have to name somebody?
I don't think it was Meg Ryan. So.
I'm just going to look it up even though I knew
judges?
I was wrong.
Can't I just tell you?
You can just tell us, yeah.
Because I know.
Yeah.
It was Helen Hunt.
It was Helen Hunt.
Generic 90s lady actress who okay. I couldn't think of. So that means it would be...
So...
Castaway cast to you. Have fun.
Helen Hunt.
You should have just gone with it.
I could have, but now I can say Helen Hunt because Julia told me Helen Hunt.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I just like playing the game. So Helen Hunt movie?
Yes.
As Good as It Gets. Cast.
Okay.
Time, Adam. Time.
Bugger.
Not a movie.
No. Oh, you said movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wait, what did I say?
I said cast.
As Good as It Gets. Cast, sorry.
Oh, you did say cast.
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
Crap. All right. What's his name? I feel like he was in it. But I could be completely wrong.
Take a stab.
Meg Ryan was in Captain Planet?
He's our hero.
Captain Planet.
Gonna take the ocean down to zero. Earth, water, fire, wind,
heart.
Oh, man. I can't think of the name that I was going to try to stick in there, but I was going to be wrong anyway, so I'm going to say that you can't name someone else who was on the cast of As Good
Jack
As It Gets.
Jack Nicholson.
Okay. Yeah, you can.
Did I win again?
You did.
Woo! Yep. What? What is happening? Best. I'm
nice.
Excited. Thank you.
Well done.
And so since you won, you get the honor of kicking off any sort of plugs that you have, anything that you want people to know about happening after January 11th. Anything that you're involved in, anything that you want people to know about or
none
something?
None of my stuff. Well, Target did the Neiman Marcus partnership.
Yep.
Everyone knows I work for Target. It is now, we are trying to clear inventory, basically. As of yesterday, all the Neiman Marcus stuff went down to 70% off.
Hmm.
Yeah. So the sweater that I talked about last time I was here is like $30. And they have some other cool stuff. Not amazing, but they have like some cool like tumblers and flasks, things like that. If you need a skateboard for whatever reason, we have a skateboard. I'm not sure why.
But yeah, got to branch out.
So all that stuff went on sale. So designer for way, way, way less.
So hopefully it's still there by the time the people
hear. It will still be there.
Huh, well, there you go.
Probably maybe marked down more than 70%, but we'll see.
Optimism.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then Twitter?
Twitter. I have actually not been on Twitter in a long time.
You know, you could just cheat and link your Facebook account.
Yeah, that's true. But then I would just tweet about West Wing, and then I look stupid because West Wing's like 7 years old.
Still a good show.
Yeah.
It is. So yeah, my Twitter... God, what's my Twitter handle?
It's one of those things you don't need to know because...
I know, because it just pulls up on my phone. Adam just followed me today.
Did I?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you followed me.
But I... Yeah, but
you followed me long ago, and
yeah, but then you followed me back today.
I did follow you back today.
Oh, I'm on Snapchat now.
I don't know if I
don't want random people to Snapchat me.
Oh, Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on. The Target choir is on hiatus until next spring, but we'll have a lot of stuff going on then.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm on the board to plan a bunch of stuff. So,
At Julia_Schmidt29.
Thank you. That is my Twitter handle. Ugh.
And we also put it on our guest page, too, so people can just click on your name on there, too.
Perfect. Thank you.
Jeff, how about you?
Nothing anytime soon coming up.
Mm-hmm.
The end of January, I'm going to plug this because this is going to be awesome. Mill City Nights, January 31st. Mill City Nights, January 31st. It is they're calling it the One More Time, a tribute to Daft Punk.
Ooh. Oh, I did see that.
So, I think tickets are about like $15 right now to go down, and obviously it's not going to be Daft Punk themselves. It's going to be other people. They're recreating, from what I know, the Las Vegas show they did, the live show they did.
Cool.
Then they released their album.
Sweet.
So that's going to be pretty cool. That's as far as I know of events that I'm going to or that I know that are coming up. Twitter is at. I'm just going to spell it. PRIESMJW. And then I have a Tumblr at the same name. It's that same name, .tumblr.com.
Cool.
Yeah.
Adam?
Don't really have anything else to plug. I hear the Current's birthday party is coming up very soon, and Four on the Floor is going to be the last band on the Friday night, and I'm thinking that'd be pretty awesome to go to. Other than that, I can't remember who the other people are. So, hey! my Twitter handle, and I did just link my Twitter to Facebook, so maybe I'll actually have some activity there.
Something.
And that's ADAMERDMANN is my name. And you can find out what music I've been listening to on Last.fm. My handle there is AdMan7. And yeah, that's it. Dan?
Don't have any events, so I will endorse drinking Bloody Marys, because that was fun.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of stuff left, so.
Yummy.
Might go back for one more.
I like Bloody Marys.
Yeah. Bloody Marys are fantastic.
And I never liked tomato anything up until relatively recently.
So you mix it with vodka.
I'm going to say alcohol makes everything taste better.
But I hate vodka. That's the thing.
So do I, but Bloody Marys are amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
I like flavored vodkas.
I had a bad experience with UV Blue, and it just kind of turned me off. That's
because it was UV Blue.
UV Blue is amazing. UV Blue is so amazing.
You can do the fun photo. All right, so while producer Katie's taking the photo, I'll just say that I am on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen, W-H-E-L-A-N. I'm also on Last FM, but I haven't really figured it out yet. It kind of gets stuff.
What is Last FM?
It basically takes your tracks. You just lost your phone to the abyss, almost.
Last FM keeps track of the songs that you listen to on your phone, on iTunes, on... even if you're still listening to like using Windows Media Player, it has a software that just runs in the background on your computer, and it's called scrobbling. If you listen to a song, and it'll add it to your to your page, and then it'll compile like your top 20 lists and stuff like that, or music that you've been listening to in the past week, and the number of plays of specific artists and tracks and stuff like that. So
awesome. I'm going to check that one out.
Yeah. It's really cool. It's been out for a while. They have their own radio station. I think you have to pay for some of the extra features for that, but
Julia lost her phone into my couch.
Kids at home, Julia is still trying to recover her phone desperately.
No, what we'll have to do is we'll have to recline the couch a bit, and then we'll get it.
Yeah, so much work. We're defaulting to
just like
people with skinny arms.
Oh, Jeffrey! How did you do that? Your hands are way bigger.
Boom!
Ladies and gentlemen, that's another win for skinny arms. Long, skinny arms. So,
but yes, everybody, thank you for listening to episode 67. And Julia, Jeff, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Mini high school reunion thing and Bloody Mary night. And I think this might eventually turn into a thing.
I've had a wonderful time.
And we will see everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Farewell, faithful listeners.